This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now it's time for the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special on 670 The Score with your hosts, Josh Liss, race director Kerry Pinkowski, and U.S. Marathon Olympian Jenny Spangler. Presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, Biofreeze, American Airlines, Wanda Sports, Chicago Tribune, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss.
We are back on the third and final preview special. Be with us tomorrow morning at this time for our start-to-finish coverage of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. right here on The Score. For the next hour on today's show, Jenny Spangler, Kerry Pinkowski, and I will speak with a number of interesting guests, including American star runner Shalane Flanagan, who's on a course to run all 6 Abbott World Marathon majors in the span of just a few weeks. A couple of Chicago area natives are among the elite runners. We'll talk to them coming up soon. The president and CEO of Ronald McDonald House Charities is taking time to speak with us. 2 elite wheelchair racers who will compete in Chicago, and then just a day later in Boston will be on the show, and we'll cap the program with a beer. The brewer of this year's official Finish Line Suds. Great guests on the show today. Jenny Spangler, you're my co-host along with Greg Meyer on race day tomorrow. We're very excited. Here we are 24 hours away from the return of the Chicago Marathon after a year off. What's got you most interested? Looking forward to tomorrow's race.
Josh, I think I'm most excited about seeing thousands and thousands of feet cruising through the streets of Chicago tomorrow morning. It's been a couple years, and I just can't wait to see everybody back out there.
It'll be great to have you on our commentary of the race, start to finish, 7 to 11 a.m. Sunday morning on The Score. Kerry Pinkowski, longtime race director, we're just about here. What does the elite field look like? Who are some runners you expect to show well tomorrow?
Well, we're going to be talking to Chris Derrick in just a minute and Lindsey Flanagan, who are Chicagoans, and excited to have them back for this 43rd running. But good field. Weather looks like it's going to cooperate as we look to tomorrow. But all of the pieces that come into this, Josh, we've talked earlier about the ecosystem, working with the city, just to bring a live event back like this. It's going to be an emotional day for everybody. Exciting day. We're going to have some great racing up front as we move forward. I mean, obviously, from day one, we realized this was a special edition and a transition year, but it's time to go. We're within, the clock is ticking down. We got some very great athletes up front. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
We can feel your excitement, and it's a good time to roll in our first guests. Roselle native Lindsey Flanagan, Lake Park High School grad, and Naperville native Chris Derrick, a Neuqua Valley High School grad. And they're among the elite competitors, longtime friends of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. We appreciate you both being with us. Welcome home. Lindsey, starting with you, and then Chris, how nice is it to be back? And what's life like for you around the Chicago Marathon that's unlike other marathons you compete in?
Yes, thanks for having me, and I'm so excited to come back. You know, I grew up going down to watch the marathon and cheer on friends, so the fact that I get to be there now and I'm going to have so much support on the course it's so special, and, you know, it's something that I don't get when I go to other races, and it's so unique to Chicago that I know when I step out there and I'm going to have just so many people screaming my name and know who I am out there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Lindsey, well, welcome back to Chicago. You've had an extremely solid year of racing, a few 110 half marathons. Most recently, you are 4th at the USA 20K Championships. Can you tell us how your Chicago Marathon buildup has been going, and what are your goals for race day? What are you hoping to accomplish tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, the buildup has been great. You know, gotten a lot of great workouts, a lot of, you know, high mileage weeks. And I'm super excited to get back. You know, I was seventh in 2019, and I'd love to improve upon that and really just looking to get out there, compete, and hopefully set a new PR.
And Chris, your PR is in Chicago, your fastest time. How is your preparation, and has this got a special feeling being a Chicagoan coming home? I mean, obviously Naperville native, returning to Chicago.
Yeah, no, it's been a really fun time this past week. I actually came in early. My fiance's cousin was getting married last week, so we came in for a wedding. We've just been staying with my parents ever since. It's been really nice, really special to come home. You know, my preparation's been all right. I've had some trouble with some injuries the past couple of years, and you know, part of the attraction of coming back to Chicago for me, and you know, especially getting to spend this time with my parents, is kind of you know, rediscovering a little bit of the mojo and the love for the sport I had when I started in it here in Naperville. You know, longer ago than I would care to admit, but you know, it's been great to go to some of those places that I first ran and first kind of fell in love with the sport, and just kind of get that feeling back and get excited to race in front of friends and family again.
And Chris,
Derrick and Lindsey Flanagan with us, ready to run in the Chicago Marathon tomorrow.
And Chris, you've changed things up a bit with where you're living and where you're training, obviously in Colorado. Is that building your confidence? Is that something that you're looking to show us on tomorrow?
Yeah. My fiance got a great job in Colorado, so we moved out there from Portland, and it's been an awesome place to train. Actually, I've been seeing Lindsey a lot out on the trails, and so it's been really fun. I've really been enjoying it, and just kind of trying to reconnect with a little more fun in the sport.
Chris, I know we've mentioned how you've had some major setbacks in your career. You had an ankle fracture during 2019 that forced you to miss the Chicago Marathon in 2019, trials in Atlanta in 2020. A lot of us are interested, how do you pick yourself up from these setbacks and stay motivated, especially during, you know, 2021, 2020, when you were set back and we had the pandemic?
Yeah, I can't tell you I have all the answers, but I do, you know, one thing I think about, and I just kind of try to think about what Coach Vanderstein at Nico Valley High School would always emphasize to me about just, you know, you have to love the process of training and trying to get better. And it can be demoralizing if you have some setbacks and at this age, I wanted to run this, or I wanted to have made this Olympic team or whatever, and to realize that you didn't do that. But, you know, I try to just step back and not think about the results quite so much and just think about really trying to enjoy and love and dig into the process of training every day and trying to get better. And I find that kind of helps ground me and keep me going and still continue to get joy out of the sport, even when I'm not exactly getting the results that I might want.
Chris Derrick and Lindsey Flanagan coming back home. They've got the home field advantage here on the streets of Chicago. The Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special on the air now on The Score. And tomorrow morning, live coverage 7 to 11 with Jenny Spangler and Greg Meyer. Lindsey, you're hearing Chris try to tap into his love of the sport. And I don't know if he's talking about re-motivate. He's tapping into the love of the sport. Are you feeling what he's getting at? And how are you staying dialed into what's motivating you and staying focused on being able to race your race?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I feel like there's so much excitement, you know, around a marathon. You can just get wrapped up in, you know, listening to what other people are doing and their plans. But I think, you know, we've each been so dialed into our own plans and, you know, really dialed into, you know, our training. So I think, you know, kind of what Chris said, just like trusting your training and just enjoying the process and knowing that, like, when you step on the line, you're ready to just give 100% no matter what. You know, you're going to enjoy this experience and you're going to learn from it. So I'm just kind of thinking about that. And I just know that, you know, I'm just so grateful to be back out there after, you know, the pandemic and a year away. So I think it's going to be a really exciting day tomorrow.
Lindsey, I'm going to put you on the spot for a minute. Can you give us an example of a workout that you've done recently that gives you confidence when you're on that starting line and know that you're going to hit that goal?
Yes, I recently did a 15-mile tempo up here at altitude and was able to hit, you know, the pace I hope to run tomorrow up here without, you know, converting pace or anything. So that gave me a ton of confidence, you know, got in all my fluids during that, and I'm feeling ready to go.
And Chris, I mean, I'm not going to put you on the spot, but your fitness level, your back, I mean, and I'll throw this out to both of you. What I'm seeing from our general participants, the clubs, the training groups, there's just a real emotional awareness of coming back. It has been 728 days between the last two Bank of America Chicago Marathons. Do you guys feel that a little bit? I mean, this is the first major in North America that's returning. Is there a little added enthusiasm or emotion around that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, one of the great things about coming to these big road races is feeding off the energy of, you know, the mass start and not the thousands and thousands of people who are participating and have their own, you know, dreams and goals. So I think it's really awesome. You know, we've been able to have some races, some sort of elite races during the pandemic, but they've been pretty, you know, cloistered off and small. And so it's been great. It's great to just come back in and, you know, feel the energy of the city and of all those thousands and thousands of people who will be participating tomorrow.
Well,
we're looking forward to tracking both of you, Chris and Lindsay. A lot of average, most of the runners out there are going to be just average runners, maybe folks for the first time trying to wind their way through the streets of Chicago. With all your experience running the Chicago Marathon, you may have a little bit more elbow room than the average runner out there on the course. But what tips and sort of advice would you pass on to the average runner lining up tomorrow to get through this race?
Yeah, I think I would say, you know, just focus on 1 mile at a time and don't think too far down the road into the race. I think if you just focus on the mile you're in, you know, you can get so much more joy and momentum doing that than thinking about what you're going to feel like, you know, at mile 20. And I think that if people just kind of draw in energy from the crowd and just enjoy the experience, they're going to have a really exciting race.
Well, guys, you know, Lindsay, Chris, I've had a chance, like I mentioned earlier, to go out and talk to some of the groups, the training groups, and they say, who's coming? And I'll say, Chris Derrick. And they'll say, Neuqua Valley High School. And I'll say, Lindsay Flanagan. They'll say, Lake Park High School. So people still remember you from earlier in your careers. And it's just great that that you've decided to join us for the return of this great event. And I just want to thank you for your support. And hopefully everybody, you get in a group, get in a groove, and we see some great results from you.
Always excited to be back, Kerry. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
All right, good luck on race day to both of you. Roselle native Lindsay Flanagan and Naperville native Chris Derrick, the hometown runners. And more after a short water break. We're going to rehydrate on the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special with Kerry and Jenny. I'm Josh on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Living in Chicago teaches you how to keep going, to take life's headwinds head on. And while our grit and determination don't come easy, we simply don't know any other way. On October 10th, we'll share that resilient spirit with the world as we proudly welcome the Bank of America Chicago Marathon back to our city. Together, let's celebrate the power to keep moving forward. What would you like the power to do? Learn more at bankofamerica.com/Chicago Marathon. Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Take part in the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Weekend by running the Abbott Chicago 5K on Saturday, October 9th. This scenic 5-kilometer run through downtown Chicago is the perfect way for marathoners, fans of the sport, and friends and family to celebrate all that can be achieved with good health. Runners will receive a unique bib number and finisher medal. Sign up today at chicago5k.com. That's chicago5k.com. For runners at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, the real race begins when everything tells you to stop. That's why Gatorade Endurance Formula will be waiting for you along the course on race day. Scientifically formulated for the hydration and energy needs of endurance athletes, Gatorade Endurance Formula packs nearly 2 times the sodium and 3 times the potassium of traditional Gatorade with no artificial flavors and a light taste to help you go farther. Available at Dick's Sporting Goods or go to GatoradeEndurance.com for more locations. Marathons come with aches and pains, and that's where BioFreeze can help. Whether it's sore muscles and joints, sprains or strains, BioFreeze applies easily and cools the pain to get back to your best. BioFreeze is fast-acting and provides powerful pain relief. Pick up BioFreeze at a store near you today so that you can train with what's on course. BioFreeze, cool the pain, use as directed. Now, back to the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, American Airlines, Wanda Sports, Chicago Tribune, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss, Kerry Pinkowski, and Jenny Spangler on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You're a day away from reaching your goal, from making the starting line of the 43rd running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Your training's ready to pay off. All those miles should make a difference. Race day co-host, Olympian Jenny Spangler, on the preview special with me now. Remind us, how many training miles most runners might go through in the months leading up to the marathon? It's a massive volume of miles necessary to build up to this distance, isn't it, Jen?
Oh, absolutely, Josh. It takes weeks and months of training, lots of support out there, lots of pounding the pavement with 20-mile runs, 18-mile runs. Yes, it's a lot of work, and I always say that marathon day is everybody's dessert. They've put in their time eating their vegetables and fruit, and now it's time to go out there and just enjoy the experience.
Yeah, enjoy it tomorrow if you're running or supporting runners. The blue lines painted straight along the exact 26.2-mile route at tomorrow's Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Executive Race Director Kerry Pinkowski here on the preview special. How many McDonald's are we going to run past? Huh? Great place for a post-race celebration.
Question. That is a very good question. I know that. I think there's eight or nine that we go by. So great place to grab a cup of coffee on the way over to the start. Yes.
I might have gone over. I might want a frozen treat maybe on the broadcast tomorrow. Well, we know millions of dollars have been raised for charity through the Chicago Marathon. Fundraising is at the heart of this and other large races. Let's bring in a friend of the race, president and CEO of the one and only Ronald McDonald House Charities. It's Kelly Dolan. It's an honor to have you on our show. Kelly, how do you usually describe what RMHC is able to accomplish and its relationship with the Chicago Marathon?
Oh, my goodness. So first of all, thank you so much for including us. And what we describe about the Chicago Marathon and what we call Team RMHC is that it has become a real bedrock of our culture. It has brought through the years, you know, thousands of people together that are marathoners, but also supporters of our programs and the cause. And it's something that we look forward to every year, and we are all fired up for Sunday. We're just very excited about it.
Well, Kelly, we have had an amazing, the marathon has an amazing relationship with RMHC, and the relationship has grown over the years. How you know, all of us have gone through this past 720 days, which I can't believe talking about it, since the last live event. How important is this as we return to racing to really raise funds, raise the awareness of the great work that RMHC does?
It's tremendously important. I think everybody so much misses that personal connection and that spirit that really comes together when you bring this year, we have over 500 runners that are going to be coming together with Team RMHC. And collectively, they've raised $740,000 for the charity, and I say 740,000 and counting, because as you know, fundraising continues through this weekend and beyond. So it is a time of celebration. It is also a time of, again, raising awareness about the charity and the work that we do and our mission to make sure that we find programs that support children and improve the health and well-being of not only children but their families. So it is a great coming together of not only incredible athletes but people who really care about their community.
Kelly, outside of being a charity runner, what would be the best way someone like myself or somebody listening right now that could support the RMHC families?
Sure. So a lot of people know us from our Ronald McDonald Houses. We have those and our other two programs, core programs in 62 countries in regions all over the world. Here in the United States, we are in every single state. So if listeners go to rmhc.org, we have a finder on there. You can put in where your location is and we can match you with a chapter. And we have folks that can volunteer at one of our houses. They can volunteer at one of our in-hospital family rooms. And we also have our mobile units, the Ronald McDonald Care Mobile programs, which provide everything from dental care to immunizations all over the world. So We like to think our website's a great resource. It's also, I have to say, an opportunity to make a donation to us. But very importantly, it's a great tool to connect people who want to serve to a location that's closest to them.
And Kelly, I've had the opportunity to volunteer at some of the houses and Ronald McDonald House, and it was really amazing to see some of the parents or family members when mm-hmm. they come back from the hospital, and there's this like oasis where mm-hmm. they can relax. I mean, it is an amazing experience, and you can just see that they truly appreciate the work that your team does and the McDonald's and RMHC. The charities, it's amazing to be afforded the opportunity to see firsthand how the great work that's done, in addition to supporting other charities across the country. It's a wonderful partnership, and as we step back into the live races and mm-hmm. As we move forward, looking forward for many years in the partnership and the relationship.
Well, thanks so much for all of your continued support and for your individual work as a volunteer. We depend on literally hundreds of thousands of volunteers in our programs around the world. But I will note, you said the family's coming back and they feel an oasis. That is exactly the feeling that we want to provide for them. They are going through arguably the most stressful times in their lives with a seriously ill or injured child. And we want to make sure that they have a place that really does feel like home to them. But really importantly, what we do is we take the financial burden off them. So not only are they dealing with the stress around the decision-making that's needed to take care of their child, but last year alone, we saved families $443 million in lodging costs and food and lodging costs. So we definitely want to provide a place of respite, a place of care, a place of support. We also want to make sure that these families are supported economically as well. And the donations that are coming from Team RMHC with this year's marathon and from all of the donations we received throughout the year help support us in that mission.
Kelly Dolan, President and CEO, Ronald McDonald House Charities, Inc. Want to double-check the numbers with you. So you're saying over 500 runners on Team RMHC raising. Mm-hmm. They've raised over 750,000 already and maybe more. Is this right? And if someone wants to help out, what's the outlet?
That's exactly right. That's you've got it exactly right. And the outlet is rmhc.org.
Great stuff, Kelly. Appreciate your time with us here on the Preview Special. Enjoy race day and good luck moving forward. All right.
Thanks so much.
Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special along with Kerry Pinkowski and Jenny Spangler. Back after this on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Living in Chicago teaches you how to keep going, to take life's headwinds head on. And while our grit and determination don't come easy, we simply don't know any other way. On October 10th, we'll share that resilient spirit with the world as we proudly welcome the Bank of America Chicago Marathon back to our city. Together, let's celebrate the power to keep moving forward. What would you like the power to do? Learn more at bankofamerica.com/Chicago Marathon. Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Take part in the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Weekend by running the Abbott Chicago 5K on Saturday, October 9th. This scenic 5-kilometer run through downtown Chicago is the perfect way for marathoners, fans of the sport, and friends and family to celebrate all that can be achieved with good health. Runners will receive a unique bib number and finisher medal. Sign up today at chicago5k.com. That's chicago5k.com. For runners at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, the real race begins when everything tells you to stop. That's why Gatorade Endurance Formula will be waiting for you along the course on race day. Scientifically formulated for the hydration and energy needs of endurance athletes, Gatorade Endurance Formula packs nearly 2 times the sodium and 3 times the potassium of traditional Gatorade with no artificial flavors and a light taste to help you go farther. Available at Dick's Sporting Goods or go to GatoradeEndurance.com for more locations. Marathons come with aches and pains, and that's where BioFreeze can help. Whether it's sore muscles and joints, sprains or strains, BioFreeze applies easily and cools the pain to get back to your best. BioFreeze is fast-acting and provides powerful pain relief. Pick up BioFreeze at a store near you today so that you can train with what's on course. BioFreeze, cool the pain, use as directed. Now, back to the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, American Airlines, Wanda Sports, Chicago Tribune, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss, Kerry Pinkowski, and Jenny Spangler on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's been nearly 50 years since the first major wheelchair marathon, 1974 in Boston. The sport's grown to be part of the major prize money structure of the Abbott World Marathon Major Series of races. Two competitors in Chicago tomorrow will be turning around quickly to compete in Boston the following morning. Jenna Fessmeyer and Aaron Pike join the show. They both also just did the London Marathon. Great to have a couple of U.S. Olympians from the renowned University of Illinois racing program on the show. Jenna, starting with you, and then Aaron. Are you out to win this thing or what?
Hi, thank you for having us. We're excited to be in Chicago tomorrow and turn around for Boston. It seems like a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and we're excited to take advantage of the opportunity.
How about you, Aaron?
Yeah, it's great. Great to be on. I can't believe that London was just this past weekend. Now tomorrow's already Chicago, but looking forward to it.
Well, Jenna, Aaron, you guys, not only have you London last week, you've got Chicago tomorrow, and then you're going to get through the race. We're going to, you know, scurry you through the finish line, get you through all the process, get you loaded up to a plane to Boston 24 hours later, and let's throw the Tokyo Olympics in front of this also. Are you guys crazy, or is this something that you're enjoying, or is it an adventure? Because it is pretty impressive that you're going to go back-to-back. A week, you got 7 to 6 days to recover, but to go back to back, Chicago and Boston. How does emotionally and physically? How are you guys going to handle that?
You know, to start, when you said the word adventure, that's really how I'm starting to frame it in my mind. You know, starting with Tokyo in August and doing the marathon there, and then you have such a gift of competing in London last weekend, Chicago tomorrow, then Boston. It just seems like such a gift to, and it seems like the, you know, a marathoner's dream, I would call it, to be able to be healthy enough to compete all these races in such a short period of time, and I'm excited to see how it goes.
Well, with so much racing in such a short period of time, have you had to shift your training to accommodate this tight schedule, or how has that been going for both of you guys?
Yeah, I mean, It's honestly kind of nice in a way, because then I feel like I've been able to carry through a lot of fitness. I mean, like you're always peaking for the Paralympic Games, and the marathon was one of my main events going there. So I'm peaking for the marathon at the Paralympic Games, and then just like within less than a month, almost like we're already jumping right back into the World Majors. So timing as far as that went for me, like I'm able, like my fitness is just kind of rolling through from the Tokyo Games and then on in through these World Majors, and it kind of showed in London. Like I felt pretty good in London, and I expect to feel good in Chicago, and Boston, we'll see. Boston will be a tough one, I think, being the very next day.
Well, two completely different courses and strategy that goes into that, but I'm going to speak specifically to Chicago. We've been afforded the relationship with the University of Illinois team. I mean, it goes back 25, 30 years. Your team, your Paralympic pushrun team from Champaign, has been on the front edge of competition. And it's just great to see Tatiana or Amanda or you guys going to other events globally and racing. Do you feel a little extra pressure? I mean, there's a lot of Illinois grads here. There's a lot of Fighting Illini out. Is this like your hometown event? Do you feel like you have to defend a little bit here with the tradition of so many great champions from your program?
You know, I think Chicago just reminds me of home. You know, I don't feel that much pressure racing Chicago. I just feel a lot of peace. It was my first ever marathon in 2016, and so I kind of feel like I'm returning home in a sense. And after missing Chicago last year, I just have an immense amount of joy and excitement to be at that starting line tomorrow.
And how did you guys stay motivated last year during the pandemic? Were you able to have time trials at the University of Illinois, or how did that all, you know, happen for you?
Yeah, I mean, so we had – everybody had, like, a little different experience. I know for one of the biggest things – I mean, it was really nice for us because we're out training on the roads all the time anyway, and most of us live not too far from all these country roads that we're typically training on every day before COVID happened. So it's not like we need – a facility like a swimming pool or like an ice rink for hockey or something like that. So the roads are there. So we're able to go out and we weren't be able to, I did miss going out. You take for granted how awesome it is to go out with a big group or a team of like 15 people every morning, like we're normally doing. And then you're just back to like I was going out with just like one of the teammates or like two teammates at most. And we're just kind of meeting up and going out on the roads. So we definitely, it definitely changed things up. And then as far as like, gym access, we had no gym, so the strength conditioning was a little different. Everybody was, Adam, our coach at the University of Illinois, was making up a lot of lifts that just had to do with like using chairs and tables and different random objects we had at the house to make do.
So what would a workout like that be with random objects around the house?
So yeah, like we'd be using chairs to set up for dips. We had the table, we get up underneath the tables and you could do kind of like a variation of like pull-ups and things. And then anything you find around the house, like we were using like anything we had. And then for Oaks, like I live with another Paralympic athlete, my girlfriend Oksana. And we ended up within like 2 months of the pandemic happening, you kind of saw how long-term it was going to be. And we like my basement is a gym now. We turned that into like a gym within like weeks. So I didn't have to deal with the tables and chairs for too long.
Did you make a home gym, Jenna, during the pandemic?
I remember I was using soup cans and laundry detergent and my stairs and anything that you had around that had a little bit of weight to it. We were using it for all kinds of preventative exercises for our shoulders. And so, yeah, that's something I'll never forget.
Well, I'm going to put you guys on the spot because Jenna and Aaron that we're going to see tomorrow in our push rim division, you guys have competed in all of the, both of you competed in all of the majors, Boston, New York, especially in the U.S. Maybe we'll just limit it to the Boston, New York, Chicago. What's your favorite event in North America, Abbott World Marathon Major?
Ask the race director of the Chicago Marathon.
Not to put any pressure on. Or let me take the edge off of that a little bit. How do you compare the three events? Competing in Chicago, that's a little self-serving, I would think, but, and put you on the spot. But comparing the Abbott World Marathon Majors in North America, Chicago, Boston, and New York, how do you compare the three?
Ooh, I might pass this one to Aaron first.
Yeah, I look at them as, like, each one has – they all have, like, their very challenging aspects. And I think, like, for me, Chicago – Usually you're going to have like, you're going to be dealing with wind, like lots of wind for the most part. And you have like long stretches where, wind is like becomes a major factor when you're in the race. And then New York is the hilliest course that we have to deal with and with tons of climbing. And then Boston just gets this knack for being like the fastest marathon for the wheelchair division, but it's up there like with one of the hardest ones. So, I think every time somebody goes to Boston, they're expecting a really fast, easier race, and they get there and are kind of shocked.
Sounds like you got a roundabout answer you were hoping to get there, Kerry Minkowski. They love Chicago. It's long and flat and fast.
Yeah. I think Aaron's got a future in politics. He did a very good job of not answering the question. Yeah, exactly. That's good. You did a very good balancing job there, Aaron. That's good.
Chicago's the exciting one for the finish, though, because I think we usually have the biggest group in Chicago for a sprint finish out of all the races, like every year. Like you don't get as big of a group finish at either one of those other races. It just doesn't happen in Boston or New York. But in Chicago, you do have an awesome sprint finish typically with a big group of racers. So that part's pretty awesome.
Cool. Well, Jenna and Aaron, I just want to know real quick, what's your turnaround time? Like when you cross that finish line tomorrow, do you have to immediately get on the bus, train, automobiles to get out to Boston, or how is that working for you guys?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be a pretty quick turnaround. I think early afternoon we'll be heading over to the airport to catch our flight. And so I know for me, I'm just really going to be focusing on hydrating and getting the right nutrition that I need to start that recovery process. So once I hop on the plane, I can start kind of thinking about Boston and get into Boston mode. And then once I get there, we can rest up and start again on Monday.
Wow, that's amazing. Amazing. Well, I know for you guys, it's a lot easier to get to Chicago than it is to get to Boston or London from Champaign. So we'll take that. But your program, you guys have been great. We're looking forward to seeing you. I know a lot of people are excited to have everything back. The wheelchair racers. You guys out there, you put on a great show. Just get faster and stronger. The competition is amazing, and you've really elevated the division and brought us a great deal of notoriety. And we just want to welcome you back to Chicago and look forward to seeing you tomorrow in full flight.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Jenna Festmeyer and Aaron Pike, among the elite wheelchair athletes, with us on the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special. We're a day ahead of race day. Be with us for our live broadcast, 7 to 11 a.m. Sunday morning. It's Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Living in Chicago teaches you how to keep going, to take life's headwinds head on. And while our grit and determination don't come easy, we simply don't know any other way. On October 10th, we'll share that resilient spirit with the world as we proudly welcome the Bank of America Chicago Marathon back to our city. Together, let's celebrate the power to keep moving forward. What would you like the power to do? Learn more at bankofamerica.com/Chicago Marathon. Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Take part in the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Weekend by running the Abbott Chicago 5K on Saturday, October 9th. This scenic 5-kilometer run through downtown Chicago is the perfect way for marathoners, fans of the sport, and friends and family to celebrate all that can be achieved with good health. Runners will receive a unique bib number and finisher medal. Sign up today at chicago5k.com. That's chicago5k.com. For runners at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, the real race begins when everything tells you to stop. That's why Gatorade Endurance Formula will be waiting for you along the course on race day. Scientifically formulated for the hydration and energy needs of endurance athletes, Gatorade Endurance Formula packs nearly 2 times the sodium and 3 times the potassium of traditional Gatorade, with no artificial flavors and a light taste to help you go farther. Available at Dick's Sporting Goods or go to GatoradeEndurance.com for more locations. Runners, keep an eye out for the BioFreeze Pain Relief Zone around mile 21, where the cooling crew will be armed with BioFreeze spray to help cool the pain to get you across the finish line. BioFreeze applies easily and cools the pain to get you back to your best. Pick up BioFreeze at a store near you today so you can experience powerful pain relief for yourself and train with what's on course. BioFreeze, cool the pain. Use as directed. Stay informed about the 2021 Bank of America Chicago Marathon with the Chicago Tribune's in-depth coverage. Find out where to eat, drink, and watch these inspiring athletes accomplish the feat of a lifetime. Worried about making your way to and from the race? The Chicago Tribune has your road closures, alternative routes, and public transportation options covered. Visit chicagotribune.com/marathon or subscribe today. Now, back to the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, American Airlines, Wanda Sports, Chicago Tribune, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss, Carrie Pinkowski, and Jenny Spangler on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Well, look who's finally here in Chicago, Shalane Flanagan, the U.S. running great 2 years into quote-unquote retirement, a New York City Marathon winner, 2008 Olympic silver medalist in the 10,000 meters. She's approaching the midway point of an amazing tour of all 6 Abbott World Marathon majors in the span of just a few weeks, Berlin and London already, Chicago, Boston, and back-to-back days here, a virtual run in Tokyo on the 17th, ending with New York November 7th. That's really happening. She's been eating well, we reckon, to stay in shape for this feat at age 40, and she's brought along her nutritionist and co-author, Elise Kopecky, who we'll chat with as well. Their new cookbook, Rise and Run, is coming out October 26th with more than 100 recipes for nutrient-dense breakfasts, recovery drinks, snacks, infamous superhero muffins. We'll have to hear about those. Shalane, greetings. It's 2 down, 4 to go. How are you feeling? What's your motivation here to spin through all 6 World Marathon majors?
Well, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be in Chicago. I've never run the Chicago Marathon, so checking that off my bucket list.
I saw this as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and coined it Project Eclipse. It's like a lunar eclipse, very rare. So I'm super excited to tackle 6 marathons in 42 days.
So, Shalane, your goal is all 6 in sub-3. So Berlin, we went 2:38. London, 2:35. Were you planning on going that fast? Did it just seem easy? And what are your plans for the big Chicago, Boston back-to-back?
I wasn't planning on running as fast as I did in both Berlin and London, but as many people know who run it, they're notoriously fast courses like Chicago. I was given by the weather gods good weather. I felt good. I ran a little too fast, I'd say, in London and suffered the last 10K. Actually ended up having to walk a little bit. So it's made me realize, like, I am human. This is difficult and challenging. The 3 hours, some days it's going to be easy to get under 3, and some days I think it's going to be a challenge. So I think the biggest obstacle to overcome is coming this weekend, the back-to-back, within hours running marathons, so close. And, you know, the travel, that also is a big factor of trying to get from place to place. So I'm back in Oregon from Europe, and then I'll be leaving, you know, pretty soon here for Chicago.
Well, it's been amazing, and I do a lot of coaching of running groups in the Chicagoland area. And the last 3 weeks, everybody, that's been the talk, is what time did Shalane run? And, you know, we're just all excited for you to be in Chicago and just following along on this great adventure that you have going for you.
And Shalane, what I'd like to do is just talk about, I was very fortunate. I received a copy of your new book with Elise Kopecky is Rise and Run. And, you guys work together, you collaborate. How did that come about? This is your third work, which is amazing. I've enjoyed the brief dive into that I've had. But how did you guys get together originally, and what how out of that relationship the result is 3 books? How did that start?
Yeah, well, Elise and I met at UNC Chapel Hill on the cross country team, so we've been friends for over 20 years now. And, you know, Lisa and I have interwoven our careers through Nike. And basically it started over a home cooked meal. And Elise was talking about everything she learned from culinary school. And I was expressing the fact that I felt like I was feeling depleted and nutritionally just not fulfilled. And so we came together, put our heads together, and with her really, you know, wealth of knowledge and my knowledge of endurance athletes, we collaborated to make our first cookbook, Run Fast, Eat Slow, and then it just spiraled from there with just a lot of amazing recipes. This recent one, Rise and Run, is for sure inspired by morning routines. It's, you know, just not just like, it's a lifestyle sure. that we're trying to promote, and a lot of information in terms of training and just about our lives.
Well, and
how about you, Elise? What's it been like with you working with Shalane all these years?
Well, Shalane just turned 40 and I turned 40, just right around the New York City Marathon. And so we've been friends for 20 plus years. And it's just been amazing to write these books together and see how it's taken the running community by storm, and the endless emails that we get from people saying how much changing the way they eat has made them stronger runners and just happier overall. And we believe that learning to cook is the greatest tool you can do as a runner to stay in the sport for long term, and definitely I'm planning on continuing to run hopefully into my 60s and 70s. And Shalane has inspired me to run my first marathon, so my training has really kicked it up. And as I've kicked it up, I've really had to rely on all the superhero muffin recipes in our new cookbook.
Well, yeah, what goes into those superhero muffins? I know we've all got questions about the cookbooks and stuff. I mean, what Shalane's doing is cool, but the food is what really gets us excited. And so as far as those superhero muffins, what goes into those, and what sort of other recipes might stand out or be worth bragging about?
So the entire cookbook, Rise and Run, was inspired by our fans who just go nuts over superhero muffins. And at first we wanted to write an entire book that was just muffins. And our agent said, well, I think it should be more than that. So the book just kept growing and growing. And now it's our most content-rich book and thickest book and most beautiful book, because it has so much more content around, like, mental health and starting your day right. But it all was inspired by superhero muffins, which help you revamp your morning routine, because you can make them in advance and have them ready to go. So for busy athletes and people who are training for a marathon, it's something that's easy to digest and really balanced fuel for grabbing before a morning run, or really great for recovery. We have high protein, savory superhero muffins, which are completely new, which are amazing for recovery after a long run. And I am actually trying to figure out how to fit 2 dozen superhero muffins in my carry-on bag since I'm flying to Chicago tomorrow, and I'm delivering them to Shalane's hotel tomorrow. So I just was Googling, is there any limit to how much food you can bring on a plane? Because I'm bringing a lot of recipes from the cookbook since Shalane won't be able to go back home in between Chicago and Boston. She's got to be well-fueled with lots of breakfast and snacks.
Well, you got to have room for those superhero muffins on the flight from Chicago to Boston as well.
Yeah, and Elise fueled me well on the other two marathons. I brought a bunch of superhero muffins and snacks from our cookbook. So they already got me through 2 marathons. So I'm not deviating from the plan here.
Well, Elise, the one thing that struck me about the book in reading the book, Rise and Run, is it really is about routine. And, I mean, the content here is amazing. You talk about sleep, recovery, diet, but also how to kind of unwind for sleep, how to start your day. I mean, what I realized is this has a running baseline to it, but it also is very applicable to any profession, whether you're a doctor or a teacher, lawyer, you know, whether you're preparing for a job interview. But it really sets the tone for your and especially in this stressful times, how to get into a very healthy and active routine, which I think the content's amazing, and how to shop and how the tools that you need to. Did that come after the second book, or was that always there and it manifested in Rise and Run?
Yeah, we wrote Rise and Run was a book that we worked on entirely during the pandemic. So it helped us, you know, stay inspired and get outside, and, you know, getting outside in the morning first thing can really balance your mood for the whole day, and what you eat first thing in the morning can impact your energy levels the entire day. And we found that as we were writing it during the craziness of, for me, 2 kids at home, I had to really, you know, get up early to work early hours before my kids woke up. And so all the content within the book helped me while writing it. It's definitely the book that's left the biggest impact on my life. And I think one biggest takeaway for me is mornings are hectic, especially if you're a parent. And the best thing you can do to make mornings less hectic is to prep your breakfast the night before. So we give, every recipe has make ahead tips so that you're not scrambling in the morning. If you have something nourishing in front of you to grab, so you're not tempted to just, you know, buy a bagel or a muffin on the way to work. It's all like really easy to prep the night before.
Sounds like a big help for runners and other active people. Elise Kopecky, 2 times New York Times bestselling author, along with Shalane Flanagan, elite athlete, supposedly into retirement for a couple of years. She's trying to run all 6 World Marathon majors, and she's coming to Chicago. We look forward to seeing her tomorrow. Of course, questions from social media. Jenny Spangler, my co-host on Race Day, and our live broadcast tomorrow morning, 7 to 11. I want to hand it over to you, because on social media, through the Bank of America Marathon, Chicago Bank of America Chicago Marathon accounts, some of our fans, some of Shalane's fans, have posted questions for her. So what do we have, Jen?
Okay, so Shalane and Elise, these are questions that are posed from people maybe running the Chicago Marathon tomorrow, or they've got other races coming up, but definitely fans of both of you. And so one, which I think is particularly applicable for tomorrow, is how do you prevent bathroom breaks on a run with nutrition leading up to the race?
You know, Elise and I aren't experts at this, but it's all about trying to practice, I believe, in training what's going to work well with your digestion. So race day, there shouldn't be really any experimenting of anything new. It should be something kind of tried and true. So you can kind of, you know, the 24, 48 hours leading up kind of have a routine of what you're eating, and it's similar, and you know it's going to be well on your stomach. But there's always those, you know, fluke days where things aren't settling well and you just kind of have to pivot. You know, it looks like maybe the weather on Sunday may be a little bit warmer. So, you know, I personally plan on consuming a lot more fluid than if it were a cooler day. So, you know, it's nothing that you can't control that exactly, but you can do everything leading up as best you can and then just cross the fingers and hope for a good day and not have any stomach problems.
Yeah, no, good tips with the hydration before. Let's see. Number two for Shalane, what changes or challenges have you seen in your running since becoming a mother?
Yeah, that's a great question. The dynamic in the relationship with my running has drastically changed from being an elite athlete. It was just, you know, run, eat, sleep, repeat for years and years. And it was a great grind to what I was doing. I loved every second of it. But my relationship now is very different. I think I actually love running even more now because Jack is a part of my life. He gives me so much joy. I just got back from, you know, spending 2 weeks in Europe with him. And while, you know, traveling with children isn't easy, it's certainly made everything a lot more memorable to me. And, you know, when I was definitely hurting in London, the last 10K, I kept thinking about just get to Jack at the finish line. That was a huge motivator for me to just be like, oh, like to see him would make me so happy. So yeah, he's what I call my life enhancer. So I feel like everything, you know, the sky is bluer, the pastries stay sweeter, and running is a lot more joyful because of him.
Nice.
That's very sweet. What's up next? Maybe one more from the social media ranks
okay.
for Shalane, Jim.
All right.
I kind of like that last one. That,
yeah,
you know,
I was
considering the land
too.
Of hot, you know, Chicago-style dogs and deep dish, you know, a lot of that. But it might
yes.
be different for her.
Our listeners want to know your favorite post-race food, and will you be enjoying Chicago food like hot dog or pizza before heading to Boston?
I try to go with local fare. So generally, though, after major marathons, I'm craving definitely a lot of salt. I think Elise is the same. We both crave salt after long runs, but usually I go with like what's local. So, you know, it'll probably hopefully be like a burger on the way to the airport. I'm not sure I'm going to go with a hot dog. I know that's like the classic, but maybe some deep dish pizza. Again, I'm going to have to be very calculated. Just make sure I'm not going to have any stomach problems the next morning in Boston. That would be a big bummer, but usually I go with like what's local fare. So like after the New York City Marathon, it's definitely also some pizza. So.
There you go. That's good stuff. Appreciate your time. Shalane Flanagan, elite athlete, and Elise Kopecky, her co-author. You're an Olympian, a New York City Marathon champ, Shalane, and you're on a tour of all six world marathon majors in just a few weeks. And I mentioned again, your co-author, Elise Kopecky, on the new book, Rise and Run, packed with healthy recipes and a lot more we've learned. It's coming out October 26th, and we're looking forward to that. So good luck running here in Chicago, Shalane. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you so much.
It's the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special. Back after this on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Stay informed about the 2021 Bank of America Chicago Marathon with the Chicago Tribune's in-depth coverage. Find out where to eat, drink, and watch these inspiring athletes accomplish the feat of a lifetime. Worried about making your way to and from the race? The Chicago Tribune has your road closures, alternative routes, and public transportation options covered. Visit chicagotribune.com/marathon or subscribe today. Get fit this fall with the Chicago Park District, offering low-cost in-person and virtual programs in fitness, nutrition, and sports for all age groups, ability levels, and for families, as well as state-of-the-art fitness centers, pools, and athletic facilities at parks around the city. Take a class or join a team. In-person and online registration for the upcoming winter session is right around the corner. Visit chicagoparkdistrict.com for class schedules at your local park, as well as other park locations, and for more information. When you work with pods, you set the pace. We deliver your container, you load it in your driveway, and you keep it for as long as you need. Then we pick up your container and deliver it to your new home, all according to your schedule. Whether it's a short sprint across town or a long distance move, Pods is here to help you every step of the way. Call Pods, your personal moving and storage team, at 1-800-776-PODS or visit pods.com for a quote. Now, back to the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, American Airlines, Wanda Sports, Chicago Tribune, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss, Carrie Pinkowski, and Jenny Spangler on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You need to finish the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, earn some of this golden goodness from Goose Island. Wish I had a bottle opener to get this thing started right here. It's time to cap off the show with a chat about the official post-race beer. We love beer. You love beer. If you don't love beer, you'll still love the party. The one and only Goose Island is providing the suds at the celebration downtown. And Goose Island Beer Company President Todd Osmond's jumping on the show with us now. What's up, Todd? What are you serving at the post-race party this year?
Well, first, thanks for having me. Good morning. And tomorrow morning, we will be serving 312 Urban Wheat Ale from Goose Island for the finishers.
Sounds delicious. Kerry, we're in a great position to know all about Urban Wheat Ale, but what sort of taste and profiles can these finishers expect when they put some Urban Wheat Ale to their lips?
Well, it's a beer that's been around for a while. It's our tribute to Chicago. I feel like I have to say this because some people still call it 312, but 312 is the area code of Chicago. It is our Urban Wheat Ale, like you said, one of our most awarded beers, but we wanted to make sure that we were bringing a beer that was really refreshing, but also still had a lot of flavor to it and a lot of nuances that you could enjoy. So I think it's the perfect post-race beer.
So, Todd, one of the things that you've done the last few years with the packaging is as our participants cross the finish line, they get a can of 312. But the packaging is amazing and the design is amazing. How did that come about? How did the look in the can? Well, obviously, we have the Marathon logo on here. What was the creative process? Because it's got a striking profile.
Sure. Well, first off, I think it took you about a half a second to say yes to making a unique can just for this race, right?
So exactly. It's one of the sponsorships I love to really immerse myself in. So,
but I got to say, the only way you can get this package can, right, very, very select, is by finishing the race and running the race or being president of Goose Island. And I tell you that because I brought it to a party once where one of my friends had run the marathon and was very, very upset that I had a can, and he ran the race and got it, and I did not run the race and had a can. So the only way you get it is by finishing the race. But we use the architecture of Chicago as inspiration for this packaging.
It's great. And so iconic brand, Goose Island 312, iconic event. What is obviously the finish line celebration, but what does Goose Island take from this relationship, this partnership, and the support of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon?
Well, we are very proud of the city of Chicago and the people of Chicago, and we say it all the time, but our beers are inspired by both. And I think the Bank of America Chicago Marathon has done a wonderful job over the years of showcasing our city that we're so proud of. So for us, anyone that's bragging about Chicago and showing off the best that Chicago has to offer to the world really is someone that we're going to partner with.
So, Josh, you and I, we're not going to be running the marathon this year. We're going to be in the booth. So my question for Todd is, where can Josh and I go and get this beer or Goose Island beer after the marathon is over?
Well, I'm going to give you more than one option. You can go try it before the marathon. And for the runners, if they have their bibs at this point, they could head to either our pub or our tap room to get 20% off. But post-race, there's quite a few options. Again, you can head to our brew pub on Clybourne, our tap room at the brewery on Fulton Street to get a marathon mug that you could only get for the first 312 people that show up that have run the race. Or you could show up at a Hubbard Inn, Lizzie McNeil's, HVAC Pub, Hard Rock Cafe for some post-race celebrations.
The celebrations are great.
Awesome.
Hopefully people finish safe and healthy. Jenny, I like how you wrap me into just the question about where's the party, Todd? We want to know where the party is at.
There's nothing
Marathon
like
Sunday, always worth celebrating, right, Karen?
Three and a half hours of covering the race. Well, Jenny, as you can see, I have revealed something. I actually have some sample here. Unfortunately, I only have two, so yeah. I've offered Jenny one, and I think this is kind of a reveal for us. So I know we're in the studio here, and it's Saturday morning, but what the heck? Let's give it a shot. This is kind of a preview here.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah, there we go. Josh, sorry.
I technically am nowhere near the 312 Urban Wheat Ale, the official finish line beer of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon this year. Todd, is it a good, great, or delicious? What do you think the reviews are coming in from these folks? What do you think they think of the brew?
I think you nailed it with all three there, and I'm cracking my own open to join you guys.
Well, Josh, I'm going to ditch you in the broadcast booth, and Carrie, I want to sign up for the marathon get one of these beers.
That's almost makes you want to enter the marathon, although we only have less than 24 hours. But great. Todd, thank you so much for your support. I mean, it's just a great association, and I know our participants ask about it and look forward to it. And you know, I've said a lot of times when you get to the 22-23 mile mark and it gets tough, just think about that Bank of America Chicago Marathon 312 Goose Island beer waiting for you. So we appreciate it. It's become synonymous with the event.
Thank you, and looking forward to tomorrow morning. It's going to be a great race.
A toast to you, Todd Osmond, for your dedication to beer and Chicago and the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, president of Goose Island Beer Company, 312 Urban Wheat Ale, official finish line brew. All right, we need to wrap up our third and final preview special. Jenny, I've called over 20 Chicago Marathons on the radio with a couple of different partners over the years, so it's going to be fun to team up with you for the first time, along with Chicago Marathon winner Greg Meyer, on our first ever Liz Spangler Meyer Marathon broadcast. So what are you looking forward to? What should listeners expect from your call of the race?
Well, I'm looking forward to a competitive races on both the men and the women's side, both running the race and also the chair athletes. It's going to be an exciting morning, lots of competition. So, yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to your commentary tomorrow morning. Race director Carrie Pinkowski, congratulations on the return of the Chicago Marathon. It takes more than luck, you know, to stage this massive race. So many coordinated moving parts. How ready are you?
We're ready. It's been a long time coming. It's going to be an emotional day to return to the streets, and just looking forward to it with a live event. It's great to be back with you, Josh. Great to be back with AM 670, The Score. I want to thank Russ, Holly Petrovich, who's produced the show and booked the guests and has written the content. I think the show has improved this year with these individuals contributing, and looking forward to a great day tomorrow.
Absolutely. It's going to be a smash day, the 43rd running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Live broadcast coverage, 7 to 11 a.m. Sunday morning. That's tomorrow morning here on The Score. Thank you for listening to the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.